have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Lord tonight. Amen. I know you guys are super excited. Come on. Put your sanctified hands together. I know you're super excited. I know you're super charged because this is another night that the Lord has allowed us to be here together. And listen, God has a word just with you in mind. Hallelujah. Come on here. You are on Keeping It Real with Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. So listen, go ahead and call your neighbors. Call your friends. Get them up. Call them on three-way. Hallelujah. Get them on three-way. Go ahead and text them. Dial, give them the dial-in number and let them know that I'm here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The song just told y'all to open up your mouth and say something. How many of you know that closed mouths don't get fed? You got to open up your mouth and tell people what you need. Amen. You got to tell people what you want. How else are they going to know it? Everybody's not a psychic. I'm not a psychic, baby. If you need me to know something, you need something, you need to open up your mouth and say something. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So listen, we're in for a good night tonight. Amen. Last week blessed my own soul. Have y'all, you know, have you ever just really been ministering or teaching? Amen. And then you end up getting blessed. Well, last week it blessed me. I thank God for the word on last week. I'm thanking God every week because every week I'm getting something more and more. I'm learning more and more. Listen, you ought to be a student, always wanting to learn. Amen. You should always want to be, you know, to learn. And even if it's something that you seem like it's so hard, you know, for you to grasp, listen, ask God to help you. Amen. We should be forever learning. Once you have let learning stop in your life, you are setting yourself up for failure, right? Because there's always going to be things that are innovative and creative, new things, new ideas. So therefore, we must continue to learn. Be, you know, forever learning. That's what I say. I'm forever learning. Amen. Even a fifth grader can teach me something. A baby, my grandbaby, she's teaching me something. Amen. She's teaching me how to speak in Japanese. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and say something this afternoon. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, let's get the accolades out of the way. I truly thank God, hallelujah, tonight for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. Y'all put your hands together for her. Amen. Hallelujah. She's the one that makes all these things possible. Glory to God. I thank God for her faithfulness towards the ministry, her faithfulness towards the cause, her faithfulness, amen, and making sure that the word of the Lord gets spread throughout the world, amen, and that's what it's all about. God's not coming back until the gospel is preached in every country, so the gospel is preached all over the world, so we got to make sure that the word of the Lord gets out, amen, hallelujah, glory to God tonight. Listen, I'm giving y'all one more second, call Lottie Dottie, anybody call your ain't them and Boo Boo and them and your Uncle Boo and them and Mary Ann and them and Miss Cucumber and Mr. Cucumber. Come on here, call Mr. Watermelon and let them know green tomatoes want to see him. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. We got a word from the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. God is up to something. I know that, you know, we may not understand it right now. That's okay. You just keep on living right. You just keep on doing what's right. You will understand it in the by and by. Can y'all hear me well out there tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, y'all. I'm about to run. You hear me? I'm excited about this word that I'm about to run. I don't get too excited about a lot of things, but I sure get excited about the things of God. I'm sorry. I just do. Amen. So let's go to God in prayer. Is anybody going to tell me if they can hear me tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are so thankful tonight, y'all. Really, we've been out at it all day. Amen. And it's really bad here. I know it's bad in a lot of other places. So, maybe some people was not able to get on because of the storm that's here. Amen. And in Mississippi, I do know. Amen. But we're going on in the name of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So let us go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you tonight for these your people. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. Amen. Your word is a sure word of prophecy. Father, we thank you tonight for all that are listening in, that those that will come back by replay. Lord, speak a word into their lives. Speak change into their lives. Let there be transformation in their lives. Father God, no longer will we be stuck in tradition and religiosity, but we are renouncing it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're coming out amen, of all forms of things that have caused us to be stuck, stagnated in our walk with you. We're coming out, amen, with our hands up, and we thank you, God. We're surrendering to you. Only you will we surrender. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for all that you're doing in our neighbors' lives. We give you praise for it, oh God. Lord God, we don't want to take any of your glory, Father. Lord God, we don't want to stand in the way, oh Lord God, of your glory. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity yet again that you've allowed me to come on. I give you praise. I give you honor for it, and I give you glory. Amen, 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 amen. Listen, people of God, we're yet praying for Ukraine. Amen. You know, I understand it. It seems like, you know, nothing is being done, but, you know, the United States have big, they set up, oh Lord, they set up a huge trust fund. I'm going to say it, call it a trust fund, you know, because a lot of times people don't see this kind of money unless it is a trust fund that the parents have left them an inheritance. Amen. How many of you ever had an inheritance on earth? Amen. You know, we look for inheritances when we die, but I want to inherit some things right now. Come on. Is anybody out there with me tonight that says, I want to receive an inheritance? I don't want my mama to die. I don't want my daddy to die for me to get an inheritance. I want to receive one right here on earth. And guess what? We surely can. Glory to God. So, but you know, they have the United States have set up, and this was even before Putin, you know, dropped the first missile, dropped the first bomb, blew up stuff. They set aside so many millions of dollars, you know, I mean, over $500 million of dollars or more that they have set aside for them. So like I said, God is going to rebuild that place because he loved them just like he loves us. You know what I mean? He's going to rebuild them better than what they were before. Now it's up to them to see what God is doing for them and to change. That's all. We talk about we want our lives to be better, but nobody want to change. We'll know when you repent. Your repentance means that, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done that was wrong, but now I'm getting ready to change. We'll know when you repented because you'll begin to change. You won't do the same things you used to do. The places you used to go, you won't go anymore. The people you used to hang out with, you don't hang out with them anymore. The things you used to do, you won't do that no more. The ugly stuff, you know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what you used to do that was not pleasing to the Father, amen, and it was against everything. It was against our odds. It was against the will of God for your life, but you did it. Yeah, that thing right there, that thing that kept you out of the will of God. So tonight we want to do away with unforgiveness, right? We want to do away with unforgiveness because unforgiveness will stop you from getting your blessings. It will stop you from getting an inheritance in earth because you won't make it to heaven if you don't deal with your unforgiveness. Amen. A lot of you are still walking around here offended. You're offended. Can't nobody correct you. They can't correct you. Now, let me tell you, only one person that can correct you, and that's your boss. Now, your boss corrected you. You're going to take it. Shut your mouth if you want to stay there. You're going to talk your bad talk, but it ain't going to be in their presence. And then you're going to do right on that job, too, right? But then what if somebody else, your leader correct you at your church, oh, you want to cuss them out. You flip mouth, flip tongue, two-tongue, and everything else, and calling everybody, being a sore and discord among the brethren. But don't you know tonight that that ain't right? God says, obey those who have rule over you. Your leader has rule over you. Your boss, your supervisor has rule over you. If you were in school, going back for your master's degree, going back for your PhD, your professors have rule over you. I'm just trying to break it down so that y'all don't get it twisted. Just because you're thinking that don't nobody have rule over you. Yes, they do. Our president has rule over us, right? That's why God said, pray for those who have rule over you. You got to pray for them. Amen. Because sometimes we don't always make the best decisions, right? We don't always do it. Sometimes some of us don't even try to make the right decision. Some of us, we are determined that we're going to do it our way or no way. But when you are in position, you have to understand when you are in authority, you must understand that you are in authority, yet you're under authority, meaning that I may be in authority in ministry. I may be in authority in my businesses, but God is still over me. He's, you know what I'm saying? And my husband is in authority over me, right? So I'm in authority, yet I'm under authority. I know how to come down Amen. While I'm at work, while I'm in my business, I'm in authority. All right. When I'm at church, I'm in authority. All right. But my husband is still in authority over me, and God is in authority over me. I still have to submit to their authority. And we don't want to do that. We think we're husband and wife, that we don't have to submit. We both supposed to submit to each other. I mean, that's just what the word says. Y'all read it for yourself. Amen. It's time for you to start reading for yourself, dissecting that word rightly, dividing the word of truth. Amen. So tonight I am grateful to God for each and every one of you. Again, I am Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Some of you may know me from Facebook. Some of you may know me from church. Some of you may know me from singing. But I want y'all to know me right now for the book that I have just written. And to be exact, I've just gotten my certificate, amen, from the government, amen, with my office number. You don't y'all know how good that makes you feel? Hallelujah. When you done passed all through the various of, everything has to go now. You got to make sure you're not doing plagiarizing anything. So I'm grateful to have my own stuff, right? So, I want you guys to inbox me tonight and let me know that you want a book, Keys for Successful Marriages. I need for everybody that's listening to me to purchase a book. I need for everybody that come back by replay to purchase a book. Look up Sylvia Hunter. Amen. Amen. And you inbox me and tell me that you want to purchase the book and the ways that you can purchase the book, and I can give you all of that information. Amen. We are so happy. But, you know, I've not been pushing the book like I should. My publisher has been getting on me, but it's okay. It's a time for it. Amen. And I know the timing is now. Amen. But God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. I ain't got to do anything. You know, somebody was like, won't you, you need to go to this service because you know they're going to ask you to come up and speak. And he said, you know who's all going to be there. You see the platform. And won't you go? Because one of them, I know for a fact, this one person gonna ask you, could you follow him and come go with him to such and such a, and he's gonna open a major door for you. I told him, no, I don't need to do that. God will open the doors. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know. I'm not one for platform seeking. I'm not a platform seeking person because guess what? I got my own platform. Come on. I don't need nobody's platform to get a door open. God opened doors for me. And if anybody knows me, they know very well I got doors coming left and right. But do I accept all doors? No, because I don't have the time. And not only that, some doors that are opening, God never opened. Come on here. You got to know which door to walk in. It may be green, purple, and blue. So what you going to pick? Because if your favorite color is purple, you're going to pick the purple door? Uh-huh. Well, that's most likely what we would do. But guess what? I'm saying, nah, God, which one of these doors? Because I love purple. And behind that purple door might be my demise. So I can't do that. So we have to let God. And that's what I do. I don't need nobody's platform. Never have and never will, as long as God lives. Any door that he want me to go in, he's going to make it possible. Even if I don't go in that door but one time, God is going to do it, and he's doing just that. So I'm not a platform-seeking person. Amen. I just let God be God and let my enemies be scattered. Amen. We got a word tonight, you guys. We're going into book. We're going to go into two chapters tonight, two different books tonight. Amen. Y'all go with me, pick to Philippians. Let's go to the book of Philippians. If I can leave a word with y'all tonight, I just want to encourage you all to hold on. Hold on, people of God. Hold on. Hold on. That's not my topic, but this is what I want to leave with you. I want you to get this. It's time for us to hold on. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Hold on. Either you're going to trust God or you're not. Amen. We're going to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to start right up here at the sixth verse. And it reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, we're going to drop down. Lord, have mercy. Listen, people of God. God don't want us worrying. Right? He don't want us worrying about anything. He don't want you to worry. He don't want us to fret. Amen? Because he's never failed us, right? He has never failed us yet. And so instead of worrying, pray. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Tonight, you need to know how to pray. If you don't have a prayer line, my God, you're not going to be able to make it. Can I tell y'all the truth, the real deal? Hallelujah, because y'all know this, keeping it real. I don't listen here. I ain't got time to put on no facades with you. If you don't have a prayer life, you ain't going to be able to make it. And I'm going to tell y'all, some of you this tonight, you need to take down the walls. Some of you got so, your walls are so high up that God can't even move, because you won't even let God move in your life, for your life, on your life, because you got these walls built up and you can't receive when God is trying to pour into you. Now I understand why some of you can't get a husband, because you got this wall all the way up here. And baby, ain't nobody been to climb ain't nobody been to climb no high mountains to get up there to you. Come on here, you gotta come down. Amen. Not saying that you gotta lower your standards, never. But you gotta come on down out of the clouds now. You up there and you don't even know where you're going. God trying to bless you and you got up this wall of resistance. Let me tell you this: if you don't have a prayer life, you ain't gonna be able to make it. If you don't have a prayer life, you ain't gonna be able to take it. You're gonna have to have a prayer life for yourself. And I'm not talking about with your pastor. I'm not talking about with your partner, your best friend. No, 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 baby. You're gonna have to have one for yourself. You're gonna have to know how to call on the name of the Lord. Ain't nobody gotta be there with you, honey. You have to know that if ain't nobody there praying with you, you can yet call on Jesus. If ain't nobody there praying with you, you can yet get a prayer through. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sick of folks talking about, I'm an intercessor, or I love to pray, and you can't get a prayer up off the ground. You better get, Lord, have mercy. You need to go back down on the ground so you can get a prayer up. Come on here. We need to reach heaven. Our prayers need to move heaven. And you know why they don't move heaven? Because you don't have no faith. And you're not praying in faith. When you begin to pray in faith, your faith will move mountains if you believe. Come on here, church. Where are we tonight? Come on. My God, my God. So listen. The Bible says, let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. But how's it going to come settle you down when you're praying in doubt, when you're praying in fear, no faith, operating from a spirit of fear? Oh, God, fear has crippled you, and now you can't even pray effectively because you're praying out of fear. And when you pray out of fear, you begin to beg God. When he's our Father, we don't have to beg him. All you have to do is make your request made known unto him. Instead of you doing that, you're begging him. God, please, Jesus, if it's your will, Lord, please, God, oh, God, please. Why are you begging him? You should know his will for your life. My God, a good God tonight. Hallelujah. So here it is. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Listen, we need God to move, but God cannot. You listen, you're not moving heaven if you're worried. You're saying, Lord, I don't really trust you. I ask in prayer, but I don't even really believe that you're going to do it. The Bible said they that come to me they must first believe that I am a rewarder to them that diligently seek me. So if you ain't seeking him, you ain't going to even know that he's a rewarder, meaning that he blesses those who seek him. I told y'all last week, it's in the seek. Oh, God, have mercy when you begin to seek God. Seek, S-E-E-K. Don't make no mistakes about it. I didn't say see. I said seek. Lord have mercy. It ain't what you see. I'm talking about when we seek him, what we see and what we say will line up. My. Or what we say and what we see will line up. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's get back into the word of the Lord. Finally, brother, my Lord have mercy. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just. No, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. You need to think on those things while you're worrying about who don't like you, while you're worrying about who you're getting ready to fight, while you're worrying about who you're going to cuss out, while you're worrying about that man over there that dogged you out. Baby, you need to think on these things. whatsoever things are true. What is true in your life? What do you know God to be? Who do you know God to be? Is it a true? And do you know God to be the man that he say he is? He's not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should have to repent. If he said it, he always made good on it. That's the kind of man you need to know about. Why you worried about some two-timing, no good for nothing, son of a biscuit eater, sucker, that you all wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, and you can't get free. Lord, have mercy. Lord, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. This is my favorite little verse, y'all. So I always read it more than once. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. That's what we need to be thinking on. What? These things. Lord, help us tonight. My God, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. God is saying those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now, let's sum this stuff all up now. Sum it all up, friends. I say you'll do best by filling your mind and meditating on things true, noble, reparable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly. Ah, my God. Things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you've heard and saw and realized. Do that. And God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmony. My. So tonight, if I could tell you anything, this is my topic. Don't panic. Trust God. Don't you panic. Trust God. You see, we got a lot of things going on. We got a lot of things. That's famine in the land. Yes, it is here. Amen. When you trying to buy food and you going in the store and everything, a whole chicken right now is almost $9. When you could have paid less than $2 to buy a whole chicken. I'm just trying to tell you the prices have quadrupled. Amen. I'm telling you, y'all better pay attention. The signs are here. You don't need another sign, as my husband said to the church. He said, you don't need another sign. We'd have signed out. God has given us all the signs that we need to see. All we need to know is to keep trusting him and wait on him, because he that shall come, he will come, and he will not tarry. So I'm trying to let you know God is soon on his way back. You don't need another sign for that, right? You don't need another sign for that. But God says, don't panic tonight. Trust me. Y'all worried about the gas. I'm so sick of hearing about the gas. Y'all making memes about the gas. Anytime there is a war, things happen in the negative, right? That's life. I ain't telling my age no more, but I love my age. But we've been in, there's been wars, right? We've read about them all through high school, grade school, middle school. And we've read about it. We've done reports on wars. And anytime there was a war, there was, you know, it was hard for the world to get back together. I mean, things had, you know, there was a drastic change in the economy, right? So we're seeing that, you know, and then they're talking about raising the housing prices. Now, thank God you said 2022, 2023. I said, God, you told me 2022, 2023 would probably be safer. You know, to buy a house. I said, well, I'm just hearing, and I'm looking for, I'm just hearing now, they're going up some more percentages. Lord God, what's up? You know, but guess what? Apostle don't trust God. They can raise them high as a kite. But if God says it's time to go, it's time to go, and he will provide. I know him to be Jehovah Jireh. I don't know about y'all, but God will provide. And you can't have no little bitty faith. Y'all stop crumbing out God with these little bitty faith. Lord, this little bitty faith, y'all need to have some faith by now. If you grown wrong, God has been too good for you to be still talking about mustard seed faith. You ought to have some ball faith, big balls. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about no soccer ball. I'm talking about the biggest ball that they make. You ought to have some big faith. Amen. Glory to God. But God said, don't panic. Don't start panic over this gas. The gas is going to fluctuate up and down, up and down. Don't panic. Cars are going to electric anyway. By 2025, everybody going to have an electric car. So don't panic. Stop panicking. Y'all panic too much, and then you know what happens? Because you panic, that means you don't have the fear. You're scared. So what you do is you go and sin. You go hook up with the world, do what the world do, still panicking, still worrying. And they tell you to do stuff, you're doing it, and you're on your way to hell because they are helping you get that because you're trusting in the world system and not God's system. Can I help you tonight? You're trusting in the Babylonian system and the way they do things and instead of trusting in God's system. I'm not telling you to believe anything that's coming up out of the White House. You better listen to what God is saying about the matter because the White House, they lie from the head on down. Everybody lying. But you, Lord have mercy. They lied about COVID. Oh, God, oh, God. They got this new man that got out front now. And, I'm looking at the man. He's been so obsolete to me, I don't even care to remember his name. But anyway, I ain't even the little short man. Y'all know the man who's been out front all the while Trump was in office, you know, and they trying to, they really wanted to do something with him, but they couldn't. Because guess what? He up and down. You know how they have those, I want to get into this, Lord Jesus. There are some families. We're not going to call the family's names on the air. They've been running them country for years, years and years, way before my time. You know, the Rockefellers, and then some more. I'm not going to get into all those names. But anyway, he's up there. And so they can't do nothing with him. Whatever his little short name, I'll think about it. It'll come to me some other time. But right now, he's not that important to me. But we need to be focused on what God is saying about everything. Even about the pollution in the water. Yeah, they have poisoned the waters. I think it says over 43 million water streams have been poisoned. I was reading that. But listen, y'all, I'm just telling y'all, pray over your water. Pray over your water. Pray they're putting disease. Well, you know we've had the mad cow disease. You have a lot of diseases with the animals, but they are injecting the animals with disease. So I tell you, pray over your meat. Anything you get clean, pray. Clean, pray. Clean it, and pray. Amen. And pray. Y'all better hear me. Pray. Amen. You got to pray about all this stuff. When you go out to dinner, let me tell you something. I'm thanking God ain't none of us dead right about now. Because you know what? It's some nasty people in them restaurants. I don't care how high dollar and how high dollar we pay. I'm talking about like Ruth Chris. And we paying a good penny to go eat there. And then some other places. You know what I'm saying? You're going to easily pay $200-$300. And I'm just talking about for one or two meals. I'm not talking about if I take my whole family. Anytime I take my whole family with me, I don't care if we going to a Japanese or hibachi. And it's still $33 a plate. So that's still running me almost $300. You see what I'm saying? It's seven of us, right? So, you know, I'm just saying. But these places, they are so nasty. They're coughing instead, and they don't have on gloves. You say, well, why would you eat that? But when you know it, you don't go back. You know what I'm saying? But aren't you glad that God allowed us to still live and then nothing happened to us? See, that's why you got to cover yourself. You got to keep yourself covered. You got to keep your family covered because you don't know fast food. Now, you know young people love to go to Mickey D's and all of the other ones or whatever have you. And, you know, it's a fast food. So what is fast food? That means everything's fast. So what? They drop your meat, pick it back up, and put it on your bun. Come on here. Y'all, let's be realistic. Stop acting dumb now because this stuff happens. Sometimes they spin on it. Y'all have seen what they've done to it, especially if they mad with you. You done made them mad. So I'm just saying, but God protected us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful to God. But we got to start growing. Listen, y'all, I had the most awesome. I was listening. It's like an hour or so, but it really ushered me in the presence of the Lord. And then I began to I fell asleep and I began to, and I don't sleep long. So I fell asleep and I began to hear something. So I thought it was like the news, but it was not a actual news, but it was, two people, one being interviewed, and they began to talk about, how things were, you know, and how, everything, you know, the meats and stuff and all of this, you know, and I'm just saying, and then so the lady said she moved and she was telling them she had six chickens. She wanted to get 12 more. She needed somebody to build the fence. She began to start growing her stuff. And I'm like, this is what I've been telling people all for the last 4 years. So, I mean, you know, 4 years before COVID, before, you know what I mean? Because this is the day. Here we are. We're in a day and a time where we need to know what we're planning. We need to know that our stuff is covered. And I know some of you said, well, I don't have the other, you know, mine is out in the open. All right, yours is out in the open. More than likely, I don't see necessarily the sharecroppers coming to poison your stuff unless you have acres and acres. Then I can see them doing that to kill your crops. But, you know, you got yours in your backyard. I don't really necessarily see that. But you still have to protect that as well. And that's what I would do. I'm just saying, you know, but everybody ain't like me. But listen, y'all, we got to start growing our stuff. We got to have livestock. If you living in a city, move and, you know, get to the rural, not to say rural, but a place where you can have your horses, your, you know, all of the cows, you know what I'm saying, you know, everything you need out there. Amen. So your livestock, amen. It's just the time we're in. All right, let us go to, y'all jump over real quick with me. Don't panic. Just trust God. So God is, you know, giving us the wisdom and know with all to do this. I think we need to do it. Amen. I don't think we need to wait. I think we need to begin to move. And that's what's wrong. We move when it's too late. And then we be mad at ourselves because we didn't move out when God told us to move out. Amen. And when God gives a word, prophetic word, you're supposed to act on it. But a lot of times you don't act on it, and then you get mad. And then you want to blame everybody but yourself. I mean, yeah, you blame everybody. The preacher's wrong. The preacher made me do it. The cow made me do it. The milkman made me do it. Y'all got to stop all that lying. You hear me? Stop all that lying. Jesus. But God is so amazing. He's so amazing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're just going to stay because I can't lie. I miss my place. Hallelujah. We're going to stay over here. But God said, don't panic tonight. He wants you to trust him. You hear me? He wants us to trust him for everything, right? Going back to verse 10, it says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last, your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. This is Apostle Paul talking to the church of Philippi. Listen, he's saying, wherever state I find myself to be in, I'm going to be content. Now, hear me now. He's saying, be content in whatever state you find yourself in. But don't get comfortable, people. Y'all get content and comfortable. Content meaning that I'm in this state for one, for the moment. But see, one thing about me, when you got some get up and when you got something on the inside of you that's stirring up, come on here, the anointing that will stir you and get you to moving, you can't stay content. You got to go because you're steady growing. You're steady evolving. So you're content for the moment. Oh, God, but we're going down to a verse that's going to explain it all. But listen, you get comfortable, then you stay there. You stay stuck. Sometimes we get content, you know, because listen, now we find ourselves, you know, we were in a bad place. And God brought us out, right? He brought us out. He brought us out gradually. So while he's gradually bringing you out, you're content. Lord, I thank you because I'm not in the place I was yesterday. Lord God, I was at the bottom of the bottom. I was at the lowest of the lowest. I was at the pit. But you brought me a step above the pit. Lord, I'm thankful. I'm content now. I can breathe. I can exhale. But no, 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 no. Come on here for those of you who got the Holy Ghost. They ain't going to let you just stay there. So verse 12. Y'all excuse my sinuses. Amen. Verse 12, it says, for I know both how to be abased, my God, tonight, and I know how to be abound everywhere in and in all things. Let me say it again. I know how to be abased. I know how to be abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Listen to people, for I know how to be a base, and my only means that I know how to what it means to have, I know what it means not to have. I know what it means to be rich, and I know what it means to be getting, listen, can't say poor, but I'm going to say I know what it means to be content. You're making it. No worries. You're not, you know, you ain't outdoors. You're not homeless. Come on. So you got to know how to be abased. And about this is what Apostle Paul was saying. I know what it is to be abased. And I know what it is to be abound. So here, and I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry. So what he's saying is I'm instructed. I know how to be hungry. I mean, full. Amen. And then I know how to be hungry, meaning to be home. And meaning that, listen, sometimes you're full because you're full off of, you can be full off of knowledge, you can be full off of food, you can be full off of love, be full, but you yet still hungry. Meaning that I'm full and I don't need nothing to eat, but I'm still hungry because I got a hunger. I got a thirst. There's something on the inside telling me I can have better. I can have more. That's being hungry, because you don't have to stay in the place that people want to put you in. You don't have to stay in the state of your mind. Your mind may still be in one place, but God has transitioned you to another place. Your mind can still be in loadable, and God could have shipped you to Goshen so we can learn how to be full, come on, but yet we're still hungry because we're ready, because we know we can have more. But if you're content and comfortable, you're going to stay in the same state. But if you're content and hungry, you're going to say, listen here, I'm content today. But when the morning, when I rise, I got something in my view. I got destination in my view. Listen, the road may get hard sometimes, but I'm going to press on through. I will enjoy my future. Come on here. No matter what, well, Lord have mercy. No matter comes what may, because I'm going to be stronger and wiser every day. So we got to know his will for our lives, because his will is that we prosper, is that we win, amen, is that we be in good health, even as our soul prospers, amen, hallelujah. So I'm glad in God, far happier, hallelujah, than you could ever be. Happy that you again showing such strong concern for me. Not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. Actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content whatsoever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much. With much as with little. How many of you can say that? Because a lot of people don't feel like they'll ever be happy till they have much. But the Bible says little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. Give him your little and watch him make your little to much. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full of empty. Wait a minute. Sorry. Hands full or empty hands. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything. And the one who makes me who I am. Come on here. I can make it. Come on here. Because the one who makes me who I am, the one who validates me, the one who affirmed me, the one who sanctified me, the one who anointed me, the one who appointed me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can find myself in whatever state because he is with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on, somebody. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Me, thy rod and thy staff, it comforts me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Can I tell y'all, that's a long time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mighty God. Tonight. So listen, people of God, I don't mean that, your help didn't mean a lot to me. It did. It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my troubles. It's, Lord have mercy. Don't y'all panic. Trust God. Don't you panic. Trust God, because I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Come on here. I don't know about you, but I can do all things, not some things, because he makes the impossible possible. Because he made whatever I need, it's already there. My healing is already there. He already healed us. Come on here. We're just waiting on the manifestation. My God, tonight, good Lord, incredible son of Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen, notwithstanding ye have well done that ye did communicate with my afflictions. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me. This is Apostle Paul talking. And we all have been there when people don't want to help you. Hallelujah. He says, but listen, they don't want to help you. You know how that is. You know, but it's all right. They don't want to help you because my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise the Lord tonight. Don't you panic, because God is supplying your needs. Don't you panic. God don't want you to live a life of worrying. Come on here, a life of fear, a life of panic, a life of stress, a life of being stuck, a life of meltdown, a life of mental depression. Come on here. This should not be in the church. This should not be amongst believers. Y'all hear me? Worrying, oh my God, has affliction. It has it afflicted among the mind. And where, oh Lord have mercy. Worrying has an affliction upon the mind, my God. And well-being, oh God, a persecution. Listen, those who worry and fear has forgotten what the word says. And so tonight I came to encourage you. Don't you panic. Trust God. Trust him in the matter. Hold on. Help is on the way. When you feel down in your body, when you feel a little low in spirit, when you feel like you out there by yourself, hold on. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you something. When you feel ostracized, when the world have ostracized you, when they have thrown you to the dogs, when they have thrown you into the pit, when they have thrown you into the fire, come on here. Life has beaten you down. You feel downtrodden. I came to let you know tonight, that's the time when you're most closest to God. He'll pick you up and turn you around. He'll plant your feet on solid ground. Come on here. Y'all got to learn to trust him. When you can't feel him, trust him. When you can't trace him, trust him. When ain't nothing shaking, trust him. When ain't nothing moving in your life, that's when things are moving the most. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God don't need everybody talking about what he's doing. Come on here. Hallelujah. You can look throughout the Bible how he will heal and how he will open blinded eyes. And he said, go and tell no one. Go and tell no one. Go and tell no one. See, listen, he was a man of no reputation. He didn't need nobody knowing how he blessed you. Come on. But hear us, when we do our alms, the Bible call it ALMS. Look it up. People got to tell, you know, I gave them 5 coats. And, you know, I had to. Oh, the Lord told me to bless the apostle with $100. Well, the Lord, you said the Lord now. You said the Lord. Now, you shouldn't be talking about it. Come on. Did the apostle ask you for the $100? No. Well, then why you go around telling folks you had to help her? That's why you didn't get that miracle. God, that your $100 was intended upon you showing it to her so that then God was going to release the blessing because he knew you weren't going to do it in faith. You did it grudgingly, and that's why you missed your miracle. Y'all better stop missing your miracles. When God tell you to bless somebody, you better bless them. When he tell you to sow a seed, you better sow it. If he tell you to go help clean up, you better go. If he tell you to take them some food, you better take it. You need to stop holding back from those who got your lifeline connected to you. I mean, connected to them. You need to not be withholding from them because you're holding some things up for yourself and your family. Listen, people of God, I'm here. I'm a living witness. God has told me to give, and I was like, Lord, you got to give me a sign. He said, go get that man $500. Lord, you got to give me a sign. Go get that man $300. Lord, you got to give me a sign. Because, you know, these were people that I felt like they was just, whew. But anyway, out of my obedience, sometimes I had delayed obedience. I'm not going to lie. I had delayed obedience. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I did. And the Bible tells me, I have not read it in the word, but in my spirit, man, I believe that delayed obedience is just as disobedience. Because you're delaying when you just should already obey. When you know the voice of God, hearken diligently to do. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you all tonight. I hope that you got something out of the word. Don't panic. Trust God. I ain't going to panic. I'm going to trust God. I believe God's, for his word is true. Hallelujah. I thank God for allowing my phone, amen, and y'all not hearing this rain beat on, you know, on this house and stuff, you know, because we are, you know, under some heavy, you know, rainstorms. But you know what? We can speak to the elements. Come on here. We can speak to the elements. Peace! Be still. And it's got to be still. Glory to God. So listen, come on. We're going to go ahead and pause for a minute while y'all come on this phone lines. Dr. Kim and Kim, listen, you guys, when you come on, give everybody an opportunity to speak. I need your name, city and state that you're chiming in from. Amen. And if you have a prayer request. So, Dr. Kim and Kim, let's go ahead and open up these phone lines tonight. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah.
such a blessing to be on this line tonight with you. And I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for giving you this word on tonight. It was such a feeling to hear all these things. And we should think of the things of God, not of the things of the world. But I know who God is to me. I know him to be a healer, a deliverer. I know him to be a promise keeper. I know God who he is, who he said he is, and I believe in him. And I will not panic. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to trust
God.
And I believe he'll do exactly what he said he's going to do in Jesus' holy name. So, Pastor Dr. Hannah, be blessed on tonight. And like I said, I receive the words that you release because I know it comes from the Almighty God. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and your family in every area of your life. And I love you. And I'm from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Emma. I receive those words. Amen. Dr. Hummer. All right, now I hum a little bit for you. Glory to God. I thank God for you tonight because I do understand that the weather is bad in Mississippi. I hear the thunder, y'all. Come on, Jesus. I'm already in. I thank God. Y'all, I ain't going to talk about it. But anyway, I just thank God. So, God is, listen, y'all better wake up and get on the board. Y'all better wake up and get on board because we ain't going to be depressed and oppressed and suppressed. I don't care what happens. God going to take care of us. You better hear me.
Yes, Jesus.
I don't know where it's coming. I don't know when it's coming, but the money is coming, Minister Emma. I told Bishop, and I'm so excited, I'm about to run for real. I'm excited. I told Bishop, I said, Lord, Bishop, I feel it in my belly, and my belly hurts. I said, Bishop, I feel it all underneath my belly. I said, God getting ready to give me Emma some money. I don't know where it's coming from, but God's getting ready to do it. He getting ready to do
it. Yes, Lord.
He's getting ready to do it because you know why? You faithful. God bless the faithful.
Ma'am.
And in this hour, that's who he's going to bless. He got to prove to the world that he has some that's not going to take down. He got some that ain't going to bow to Baal. But I'm telling you, woman of God.
Ooh,
he get ready to make you so happy. You gonna do a two. I'm gonna tell you this. I've been asking God. I said, God, give a shout. I want to see a shout.
Yes,
give a shout.
Jesus.
Oh God, and I see you running in the spirit. I see God giving you a two-step. So don't get if he saw if you feel it in your feet. Go on, bust out in your two-step.
Yes.
Don't be withholding. God said, don't quench his spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. That is the word of the Lord for you. Go in peace, woman of God. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Love you.
God bless you. Love you more. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you?
I'm well. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, mighty one of God.
I accept. To God be the glory.
Amen. This is calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Jamaica. Is there any prayer request tonight? No, ma'am, you don't have a prayer request. Does that you do?
Well, let the Lord lead you.
Okay, thank you very much. Listen, woman of God. God said he's ordering your steps right now. He's ordering your steps. Be very diligent about the steps of the Lord. Be diligent. Don't you procrastinate, okay? Because if you keep following the steps, you're gonna run. Hey, I hear God. You're gonna run up on your blessing. You hear me? You're gonna run up on it.
Amen.
Where people wish they could have it, you gonna run up on it and go. But you gotta go ahead and execute the plan. Stop sitting down and scratching your head and worrying about it. Execute. Woo. Lord have mercy. I hear the thunder. And
I feel it in your spirit. I feel Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Shonda Bosai. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That hey, Shonda Bosai.
Thank you, Lord.
It is well.
Amen.
Miss Williams.
Amen. Amen.
I love you on tonight. God bless you.
Love you too. God bless you.
Oh, my little shit, Kitty. You ought to put your phone on mute and go ahead and, hey, kanaba, say, praise God. Hey, that I'm all shined up like you're losing your mind. Hey, check out. Yes, God. There are so many people around. You know what time it is. You know what? But they trying to get their money ready. But baby, we going to invest. Come on here. Go in peace, woman of God. I'm going to get out of there. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostle. I feel like prophesying. My
good
God.
Good evening, Dr. Sylvia Hunter. It's a blessing once more again to be on the line with you, getting a mighty word from God from on high. You always elevate us and you teach us and lead us and guide us in the right direction of the Lord. This is Ms. Pam from Fairland, Alabama, and love you much.
God bless you tonight, woman of God. I'm telling you, stay on fire. You can't help but to stay on fire around me because I'm calling. I'm going to push everything up out of you. You hear me? I'm telling you, the dogs and the cats got to line up. Everything's getting ready to line up around you. I'm telling you, it's going to line up so to everybody. They're going to be scared to play with Ikotobo Shaya. They ain't going to play with you in a minute. You better hear what I'm telling you. They're going to be done. You're going to be that kind of crazy. God said, I'm giving you your stamina. Oh, my shit. Stamina back. Oh, my shit, Koryanda Messiah. I'm giving you back your stamina, meaning that you're going to do things. You're going to be always, and you know, we have people get tired. You're not going to be tired. You're going to be on fire, ready to do. What can I do for the Lord? What can I do? You're going to be ready. Amen. Apt to move in the things of God. Willing to obey the voice of God. Willing to do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God
said he's not failed you yet. He ain't going to let you down. So don't worry. Don't worry about the naysayer. They ain't got to make their shot. God said, even if they put their mouth on you, it shall revert back to them before they can even get it out. Lord, God said, he ain't playing about you in this hour. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not playing about you in this hour. God said, to let you know how much he loved you. Ah, my God. They might as well swallow them words, because if they let it come up out of their mouth, it's going back down. I'm telling you, they're going to choke on Or about Sunday. God said, you know, people don't think God gets sick and tired. We get tired, right? He get tired.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Of our foolishness.
Thank the Lord.
Glory to God. They better be careful. That's all I got to say. Amen. Woman of God, you stay encouraged, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to look up the word stamina, too. And I want you to look right down everything that you feel that you need, where the areas where you need more stamina. And watch what God does.
Amen.
God will, when we get a certain age, God will begin, you know, when you in God, he'll begin to give us stamina for longevity. Come on here. Longevity to be able to preach his word, to teach his word, to sing his word, to relay his words, whatever he wants us to do, he'll give us that stamina power. Oh, my God, I feel Jesus. You go in peace, woman of God. I got to get off of here. I love you.
Amen. Love you.
God bless you. Good evening, Carla. You on the air with the apostle. Last call. You on the air with the apostle.
Hey, Mom. This is Renny calling in from Cleveland, Ohio.
God bless you tonight. How are you?
Good, how are you?
All is well on my end. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm tearing down every stronghold. Amen. Because the devil is defeated.
That's right.
He is defeated. Amen. I want you to stay encouraged, woman of God. Hold on. God's sending you help. He already sent the help. Don't you run the help off now.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you. Go in peace. Kiss my God. God bless you.
Yes,
all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, one more caller. Good evening, caller. You on the air with the apostle. Y'all act like y'all scared to come on. What's up? Well, If there be no more callers, listen, y'all, you want my book called Keys for Successful Marriages, go ahead and inbox me, Sylvia Hunter, and I will try my best. Or you, I do have a new page that they're doing. It's called Dr. Sylvia Hunter. It's a public figure page. I don't know why they think I'm a public figure, but I do try to live right, you know. But anyway, you know, come under much persecution. But it is what it is. So listen, you guys, look me up. Amen. And if you want to sow tonight, you can sow. Cash App is Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Amen. I love you guys, but I got to do something that the devil ain't never wanted to do, and that's let you go. Listen, until next time, next Tuesday, same bat time, same bat station, make sure you invite somebody. Call them up. Let them know that I'm going to be on next week. Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Love you guys. Shalom.
Hey.